It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we are, as I just mentioned, we are a bit behind in our spring development. If 20 inches of snow on the ground and four more in the forecast is enough to make you realize that it's going to be a while before it all melts. Looking out at the temperatures over the next 10 days, we're going to be in the mid 30s for highs and in the teens for lows. And it's almost maple sap gathering season. They talk about 20 and 40 as being the two magic temperatures for the sap to run. There was some maple sap gathering going on down in Minneapolis over the weekend, but not much sap was being gathered because I think the high Saturday in the cities was like 16 degrees. And a nasty wind out of the northwest, so it's taking its own sweet time about getting here, spring that is. And looking at some of the signs of spring that should have happened by now, we should have seen our first geese. Dallas told me over in Akeley the first geese arrived yesterday. They were 11 days late on his 20-year average. The other things that he's been seeing there are otters and coyotes, but no ducks, which he would have normally seen on the 10th, no horned larks, which he would normally see on the 13th, no mallard ducks, which he normally has, his average is the 14th, no robins, his average there is the 19th, no red-tailed hawks, the average there is the 20th, The grouse should be drumming about now, today, over in Akeley, Minnesota, and the Sandhill Crane should be back this week as well. None of those things is happening, and none are likely to happen. In the Grand Rapids area, the first ducks I would have expect to see around the 15th, the geese around the 15th. I haven't seen geese yet. I have had a couple of trumpeter swans fly over the lake looking to see if there was any open water. There isn't. Robins, for me, the typical return date is, the average return date is the 24th. The red-winged blackbirds, the 29th. Red-tailed hawks, the 28th. Kestrels, killdeer, sandhill cranes, all of those things right around the end of the month, just not happening. Great blue herons should be back around the end of the month. And the great blue heron returns sort of as a, we think, photoperiod migrator. Robins and a lot of those other birds are temperature migrators. They migrate when the average temperature starts approaching 37 degrees. That means that in the case of the robins and the red-winged blackbirds, my earliest dates for them are like the 8th or 9th of March, and my latest date is the 18th of April. And on the great blue heron side of things, my earliest date is the 23rd of March, and my latest date is the 5th of April. So you can see that their range is very, very foreshortened compared to the robins. Robins greater than a month, the blue herons about 10 days either side, 5 days either side of April 1st. And so I would expect that somewhere the great blue herons will be appearing this week. And I hope that if that happens at your house, you'll let me know, because I'm always excited to get those first observations. The bald eagle at my house is not yet sitting on eggs. Yesterday, I spent probably total time, an hour, looking through the spotting scope at the nest, and then moving with binoculars to an area where I was approaching the nest, not closely, but within 100 yards, and I did not see any sign of an eagle on the nest. On Sunday night, I was sitting in my armchair there right about dusk, and two eagles flew in toward the nest. As they got to the nest, one of the eagles quickly dropped into the nest, and immediately an eagle flew out of the nest and began chasing the third eagle back in the direction that they had come from, back to the southeast towards the Mississippi River. And I thought at first that maybe they were brooding, that they had eggs down. And I watched and watched, and they didn't spend the night there, and they weren't there in the morning on Monday. And yesterday I gave it a good long search, as I said, and I did not see any sign that the eagles were on the nest brooding right now. So they haven't started yet. Normally, that the average date for that is March 9th, and last year they started on March 9th, and they lost their, or March 8th last year, and they lost their young, whether they died as a result of exposure or the eggs just never hatched. Late March and early April last year were a brutal, brutal time of the year. And a lot of the eagles just weren't able to keep their eggs warm enough or keep their young fledgers, or not fledgers, their nestlings warm enough to let them survive. So they didn't have a family last year, and I don't know if that lesson was something that they decided this year they were just going to hold off for a while. I don't know how long they can hold off. I don't know what her biology is, whether she comes to a point where she just absolutely positively has to lay an egg, or if she can, you know, keep that egg inside of her and say, you know what, I'm not laying this egg until I think the weather's going to cooperate. I don't know any of that. And all I can say is that they are not on the nest presently. If you have an eagle's nest near your house, you should be checking it every day to see if the eagles are sitting. I got a note from Judd Brink, who is down in the Brainerd area and conducts tours over at the Sac Sim Bog. And he has two eagle nests where he has the eagles right now brooding eggs. The willow colors are intensifying. My trip to the cities was delightful because the red osier dogwood and the willows were just absolutely spectacular. I went out, as I said yesterday, and wandered around a little bit. The speckled alder catkins are still hard as bricks. No sign of any early change there. They are just not getting any, they're not giving any sign of yielding pollen. They normally yield pollen about the 1st or 2nd of April. And in some years, they have been much earlier than that. The trembling aspen continue to develop. I'm seeing some swollen buds. But the aspen in my yard that last year was open or had furry buds in February, yesterday, no furry buds whatsoever. Looked it over very carefully. Just to give you some idea, looking back on the 21st of March, last year on the 21st of March, Dallas Hudson over in Akeley had his first robins, and John Weber over in Nevis had his first red-winged blackbirds. And last year on the 21st, a listener in Bemidji reported seeing a black bear. We had first robins on the 21st in 2021. Aspen furry buds were out. There was pollen in the tag alders on the 21st in 21. Sandhill cranes were heard. Wood ducks were back. Chipmunks were active on the 21st in 21. In 20, in the year 2020, chipmunks were active on this date. In 2019, saw-whet owls were heard. In 2019, also first Compton's butterflies were out, Compton's tortoiseshell butterflies. And again on the 21st in 2017. And we had in 2017 the return of the northern harriers. In 2012, oh my, now 2012 was like the earliest year ever. On the 21st of March in 2012, we had chorus frogs singing, wood frogs singing. I had my first wood tick. Elderberries had broken buds. Silver maple male flowers were falling off the trees. So they had already flowered on the 21st in 2012, early spring. In 2011, first Kestrels were back. Again in 2009, same date, Sandhill Cranes in 2009, and Geese in 2009 on the 21st of March. Looking back, also that year, 2009, first Northern Harriers, first Red Wing Blackbirds, and first Bluebirds. In 2007, Red-Tailed Hawks, and the first reports of ruffed grouse drumming. In 2005, the return of the Red-Tails. In 2004, drumming heard from the grouse. In 2003, the killdeers were back. In the year 2000, and again in 1998, we had dandelions blooming on the south side of buildings. And way back in 1994... On March 21st in 1994, we had a robin, woodchucks, great blue herons, and red-winged blackbirds all returned on the 21st in 1994. Not going to happen this year. Today is the 21st, and none of those things will happen so far as I know. We did have a report of a robin down in Palisade, at the Long Lake Conservation Center there. They had a first robin back. Whether or not it's a migrator or just one that kind of flew in, found a feeder, and decided to hang around for a while, I can't say. But there isn't a lot of activity around. Down in Minneapolis, I took a walk along the Crosby Lake along the Mississippi River. And the cattails were giving off seeds, and the Canada geese were in every little bit of open water along the edge of the lake, and swans were everywhere. It was just, things were happening, though not really not the kinds of normal sort of events that we would have expected for that time of year. Red-bellied woodpeckers and white-breasted nuthatches were seen in that same area. Besides that, the incredible number of trumpeter swans seen along the roads from Grand Rapids to Minneapolis to Fridley. Every little pothole that was open, every little stream, every river, there were trumpeter swans in every one of them. And visiting with my sister in Minneapolis and spent the night and had breakfast there, there was one American goldfinch that was fully converted to its breeding plumage. Up here, I have American goldfinches at my feeders, and I'm seeing little spots of yellow here and there. So they are beginning their molting from the winter drab where they look like the female to the bright yellow with the black cap of the spring and summer for the American goldfinch. So if you have a goldfinch at your feeder, check them out. If you have more than one goldfinch at your feeder, check them all out and see if some of them aren't beginning to show some change, some molting to their summer colors. This is going to be a late spring. And how late, I don't know. I don't believe it will be as late as 2013, which was the latest spring that I have on record. But it could rival some nearby winters where spring just doesn't want to break out and show us anything. So stay with it. Keep looking for those signs of spring. And when you find them, send them along. It's encouraging for us to know that it's coming this way. That's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in.
You can sign up for our Season Watch newsletter, get connected to the Phenology Report, the student phenology, a list of things to be looking for right now. We're all going to hang in there together